Any communications at all yet?
None. We wait always.
But suppose the Second Foundation have tried to tamper with my mind. Would I know? Would I feel any different? I didn't feel any different after the mule converted me. The Second Foundation must be found and destroyed! No hesitation. Hatred. Pure hatred. The mule must be found and must be... Good. Good. If I feel absolute loyalty to the mule, nothing else matters.
Any communications yet?
Yes, sir. Channel open to Kalgan.
Ready to report, sir.
Go ahead, preacher.
Sir, I think Channis has got us into trouble. We're stuck here on this backward little planet, supposedly waiting for permission to go to Tarzenda.
Yes.
Well, that's all, sir. We're just waiting. Waiting. I don't like it.
And Channis?
Oh, he is perfectly happy doing nothing. Seems to think everything's going very well. I don't like that either. I don't trust him, sir.
You do not have to trust him. Just be patient. Wait and watch for any sign of the Second Foundation. Understood?
Yes, sir.
That's all for the moment, Pritchard.
Yes, sir.
Joy. Pig Farm 155. What do you think?
It's very impressive.
It is, isn't it? There's something about pigs. They have such dignity.
Oh, and intelligence. Oh, very shrewd animals, pigs.
There's something deeply reassuring about being surrounded by hundreds of happy, well-fed pigs. Don't you think?
No. They smell.
Ah, but what a smell.
What an aroma.
What a perfume.
A perfume.
Yes, it's a very individual smell.
Oh, it clears the mind and soothes the nerves.
See him? See that one? Mm-hmm. His great-grandfather was the biggest boar ever produced on the whole of Rossum. Oh.
You don't seem to share our love of pigs, sir.
Pigs smell bad, but taste good. That's all I know about them. All I want to know.
Perhaps we could move on. We've arranged a little visit to our finest mush farm.
Mush?
I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
What's mush?
Have you never eaten mush?
To the best of my knowledge, never.
Imagine it, brother. Yes, I do. Never having enjoyed a good dish of mush.
I know. And just think, there must be some people on our visitors' world who will live and die without ever having savored the taste of mush.
That's all we've done today. First they introduced us to a crowd of pigs, and then they showed us fields of mush.
They? Who are they?
The two elders who met us when we landed. They seem to feel it their duty to entertain us while we wait word from Tarzenda.
Pritchard, you will find out more about these elders. For instance, what do they know about the galaxy beyond their world?
They don't know anything about anything except wine, pigs, and mush. They're not interested in anything except wine, pigs, and mush.
Pritchard, you must be patient. Talk to them. Ask them what they know about Tarzenda, its system of government, its people, its technology.
All right, sir. But I know what their answer will be.
Well, our lords live there. I know that.
Have you ever seen them? Have you ever been to Tarzenda?
Oh, we've never been anywhere.
Could you have gone to Tarzenda if you'd wanted to?
Oh, I don't know. We We never did want to.
So you, in fact, have no real knowledge of Tazendra at all?
Well, no. It's never seemed very important.
We send food to Tazendra. Pigs, wine, and mush, of course.
And what do they give you in return?
They give us government. Yes. They let us live...
Live in peace.
You don't know. You never ask. You are very easily satisfied, that's all I can say.
Yes, and you are not easily satisfied.
We must seem very ignorant to you, but we are contented. And to us, you seem very clever with your spaceships and your great desire for knowledge or information. But you don't seem contented at all, if I may say so.
It's true. You don't seem to be a happy man. Why not?
I don't like sitting around doing nothing.
Good gracious, don't you? Oh, well, I can see how you would be unhappy then.
Do you really not enjoy just sitting, thinking?
Drinking?
Daydreaming?
Doing nothing?
I enjoy doing things.
What things?
Anything. I enjoy being busy, doing things.
Oh, well, we do sympathize.
We do indeed.
Yes, oh, poor man. No wonder you look so discontented.
Poor man. Oh, poor man.
Poor thing.
Doing things. Oh, doing dear, dear, things. Dear.
They know nothing about Tazendra, sir.
What did you talk about?
Just, they feel sorry for me, sir.
What?
They feel sorry for me. They're ignorant old men living on a boring backward planet with nothing to do all day, nothing to hope for, nothing to work for, fight for. And yet they feel sorry for me. And somehow it makes me feel uneasy. I don't...
Roger, where is Janice at this moment?
He's in his room, sir.
What is he doing?
Nothing. Just sitting, drinking wine.
The time has come for action. Pritchard, I have something to tell you about Janice.
Guardian, a message from the center.
We have intersection point.
Yes.
Good. Very good. Indeed.
Hello, Pritcher. Drink?
Get up, Janice.
What's the matter?
Stop pretending to be drunk and get onto your feet. And keep your hands free where I can see them.
I thought we agreed to bring no weapons down here.
Janice! You're under arrest for treason to the first citizen of the Union.
And your proof?
Sit down. Tell me, why should the mule send out an untried, uncontrolled person on this search? He wanted to find the Second Foundation. He and I had both failed. So there was one other course open to him. To find a seeker who already knew the hiding place.
I presume that is me.
How easily you found Tazendra, huh? How miraculously you examined the correct region of the galaxy. How lucky you were to find a planet which fitted your information. What a successful man you are.
Too successful, it seems.
Yes, for a loyal servant of the mule.
What do you mean?
You are under the mental influence of the Second Foundation.
Without the mule's knowledge? Oh, really, Pritchard?
With the mule's knowledge, Janice. With the mule's knowledge.
Hmm?
And you led us both to the Second Foundation... As you are meant to do.
Ah, I see. You think the mule is following us because of that hypertracer on the ship's communication circuit. Aha, you look surprised. Yes, I knew about it too. Now I'll tell you something you don't know about. The mule knows that the minds of some of his converted men have been tampered with.
What?
Yes, and that is why he needed me, an unconverted man. Didn't he emphasize that, even though he didn't give you the real reason?
Try something else, Janice. If I were against the mule, I'd know it.
Oh, you may feel loyal, loyalty wouldn't be tampered with. But perhaps your mental faculties have been affected. You didn't see the mule plant that hypertracer. You just assumed so. Just as you have assumed the mule is following us. Just as you have assumed that it is the mule you have been communicating with. But it is not the mule who is coming after us.
Then who is it?
Who do you suppose? Yes, Pritchard. The Second Foundation want you. You know more about the Union than anyone except the mule. And you are not dangerous to them while he is. That is why they put the direction of the search into my unconverted mind. I knew that, but I played along with them. They wanted us, we wanted their location, so why not play their game? Now, give me the blaster. It isn't your mind that made the decision to kill me, it's the Second Foundation within your mind.
No.
Give it to me, Pritchard. Come on, give it to me, and we'll face whatever happens together for the mule.
No, Pritchard. Stay just as you are.
I was right. It was you following us. He is a traitor. I knew it.
Well.
I am not a traitor. I may have been mistaken about Pritchard, but I am not a traitor. I thought General Pritchard was under the control of the Second Foundation.
You no longer think so.
No, I can't, or else you wouldn't be here.
Well. Let us get this straightened out, shall we? We will not be interrupted, by the way. I've thrown an emotional repulse field around the building. Nobody can break through that without losing his sanity. Now, Channis, how do you explain this odd theory of yours, that it was not really me who was in contact with Pritchard?
Sir, I can only suggest that the idea was put into my mind.
By the Second Foundation.
Well, it must have been. And yet I wasn't aware of any control.
I suppose you think now that your idea to come to Tazenda was also put into your mind by the Second Foundation.
I suppose it must have been, sir. But I don't see why.
Really, Chalice? Really?
If I were a traitor and knew the whereabouts of the Second Foundation, you could convert me and learn the knowledge directly.
True.
If you needed to trace me, then obviously I didn't have the knowledge and so was not a traitor.
Your conclusion?
I am not and never have been a traitor.
Irrefutable.
Sir, I can't have been mistaken.
There is a third explanation, Pritchard. Do you see it?
No.
Only one kind of man could both know the location of the Second Foundation and prevent me from learning it. Bail Channis is, and always was, a loyal member of the Second Foundation.
Your evidence?
Important minds under my control have been tampered with. The medium of interference had to be unconverted and fairly close to the center of my empire. That left quite a large field to choose from. But you, Channis, you were a man apart. You were too successful. People liked you too much. Even I liked you. That made me very suspicious. I invited you to lead the expedition to find the Second Foundation. And you were not surprised at the offer, Channis. I observed your emotions. No man of real competence could have avoided uncertainty at that moment, but your mind showed no uncertainty. That meant you were either a fool or an enemy. And I knew you were not a fool. So you were a Second Foundationer. The extraordinary ease with which you decided Tazenda was a Second Foundation, combined with your very crude rationalization of this choice for Pritchard's benefit, that only confirmed the fact. I knew you were a Second Foundationer before you left Kalgan.
The mule must be destroyed!
And now, mind to mind, we communicate our ways. You are between two fires, First Citizen. You cannot control two minds simultaneously, not when one of them is mine. Pritchard is free of his conversion now. He is the old Pritchard, the one who tried to kill you once. And he knows you have debased him to helpless adulation for 5 years. I am holding him back by suppressing his will. But if you kill me, that control stops. And in considerably less time than you could move your blaster, let alone your will, he would kill you. If you turn to him, you will not be quick enough to turn again to stop me. So throw down your blaster and you can have Pritchard back.
So, I miscalculated your abilities, Janice. It was a mistake to have a third party here when I confronted you. It introduced one variable too many. A mistake that must be paid for.
What about Pritchard?
What about him? He is not important. He is an instrument, that is all. I did not know the Second Foundation was humanitarian.
There are many things you did not know. Will he survive?
Yes. His sleep is largely protective. Once he wakes up, he'll begin to function again, slowly.
You still seem confident, Mule. You are defeated, Mule. You really thought you had achieved something, didn't you, when you conquered the First Foundation? The First Foundation is like Pritchard here, just an instrument. The sole guardian of the Selden plan is the Second Foundation, us, only us.
Janice, I am not interested in Selden, his plan, or the intended purpose of the Second Foundation. Only one thing interests me or amuses me. You should speak of the Second Foundation in the past tense now, because it no longer exists. I know you're playing for time here, waiting for your allies to arrive. But they will not be coming, Chalice. Nobody will be coming here to help you.
You are bluffing, Mule.
I do not bluff. I take action. Did you think I was following you alone? Really, Chalice, how naive. My entire fleet was with me until a few hours ago. I came here, they went to Tazenda. A few minutes ago, the planet of Tazenda was entirely obliterated. No trace of life was allowed to remain. The Second Foundation no longer exists.
No. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, yes. I promise you. Janice, you are pretending again. Janice, you're faking. I can tell. I can tell. Tazenda is destroyed, and yet your despair is not real. Janice, what is the truth? Tell me the truth, Janice. What is the truth? Talk, 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 talk.
The truth is that you have destroyed an innocent world, Mule. You have murdered millions of people for nothing. Tazenda was a decoy, a figurehead. The true Second Foundationers were never the obvious holders of power. Rossum is the world of the Second Foundation. Rossum, not Tazenda.
You are telling the truth. Yes, you are telling the truth. At last.
Rossum is the world! Rossum!
Yes, I believe you this time. But did you really think you could fool me for long?
You were fooled.
But not for long enough, Janice. My fleet has contingency orders. After destroying Tazenda, they will now be in orbit around Rossum. They can destroy this world as easily as any other.
No.
Yes, Janice. Yes. Who are you? How did you...
I am the first guardian of the Second Foundation. It took time to penetrate your emotional repulse field. I congratulate you on the skill of its construction.
You are alone?
Quite alone.
Have you too come to test my brain? You see how your agent Chanis tried and failed.
He did not fail. He performed well. Especially since he was not your mental equal.
And you are my equal?
I am. I see you have mistreated poor Chanis. I hope we can still restore him to health. He volunteered for his mission, you know.
Although we were able to predict mathematically the great likelihood of damage to mind and spirit.
So Chanis was a brave man. But he didn't achieve anything. You know I have destroyed Tazenda.
I bitterly regret the necessity of it.
You know that my ships are now in orbit around Rossum with orders to blast the whole planet except for this tiny area unless I receive your surrender.
My evaluation of you was inaccurate in one respect. Even when I knew you were a mutant, I failed to realize what a pathetic creature you were, how you were driven on by your terrible feeling of inferiority. It did not occur to me to pity you at first. Now, of course, I do pity you. Poor megalomaniac, so starved of affection and love. Do you really think you can blast the galaxy into loving you? Do you really think the controlled loyalty of converted minds can ever compare to true affection, freely felt?
I do not need affection. I do not need love. I have power. I control. I conquer.
Yes, but how miserable you are. Aren't you, Mule? Of course, the fact that you're an emotional cripple is not to be condemned. Merely changed, cured. I cannot give you physical well-being, I'm afraid. But emotionally, you can be healed. Believe me, Mule, we will help you to be happier.
You talk of helping me. I am about to destroy the Second Foundation. My fleet is about to destroy Rossum.
Yes, you can destroy Rossum. But the Second Foundation is not on Rossum.
You deny the truth. Chanis said it was there, and he spoke the truth.
Yes, the truth as he believed it to be.
I stripped his brain. I saw it was the truth.
Yes, the truth as Chanis knew it. But when he volunteered for his mission, he not only accepted the risk to his life, he accepted the most drastic emotional and mental surgery. His character, his ideas, and his memory were replaced by synthetic models. Chanis himself honestly believes Rossum is the Second Foundation. He believes he was born here, and that his family and everything he values is here.
Then Rossum is not the Second Foundation.
Do you think we would ever risk the Second Foundation for you? We took some risks, Mule, but we are not insane. The Second Foundationers who were here, acting as drunken governors or simple village elders, have left the planet. While your ships were busy with the massacre of Tazenda, Second Foundationers were already on their way to your home planet, Kalgan. It is too late for you to catch them now. But do not worry. They are not going to destroy anything at all. Except your emotional control over the people of your empire. Within a matter of days or even hours, there will be no mind controlled by the Mule. Everyone will be a free thinker again. At least insofar as the normal human brain is ever able to think freely. I think you can abandon your dreams of galactic empire. Do not cry. You should be glad. It was all something of a nightmare, even for you. And we have no interest in revenge or in your death. I'm afraid your body is not very strong, but at least you can live out what years you have left as an ordinary provincial lord. We are going to return you to Kalgan and allow you to govern there. You will be greatly helped by a course of emotional medicine conducted by one of our finest doctors. In a very short time, you'll no longer feel any need to conquer the galaxy.
People will ridicule me.
Nobody will ridicule you. Nobody will have any recollection of your former powers, and neither will you. Neither will you retain any memory of the Second Foundation. Now, are you ready to leave for your new life back on Kalgan?
I am. Yes.
Now, Mule, look into my eyes. Look deep. Look. Very well. You may leave now.
Yes. Back to Kalgan?
Certainly. How do you feel?
Me? Excellent. Who are you?
No matter. Now wake Pritchard and take him with you. He will need care and attention. He's been badly hurt. But he has no memory of emotional control, and therefore no desire for revenge.
Revenge? For what?
Never mind. Just go with him.
Yes. Come on, Pritchard. Wake up. We are going home. Everything's all right. We're going. We're going home.
Janice? Mm. Janice, how do you feel?
Weak. Weak.
Yes, that is to be expected. Do not worry about anything now. We will soon have you back to full health, and with your own feelings and memory back again.
Is it true that Rossum is not the Second Foundation? Not my home?
Quite true. You had never been here before this visit. I am taking you back to our real home now. You will soon be back on the real Second Foundation with your family and friends. You will have your genuine memories back.
Can we be sure that the Mule will never remember?
Quite sure. The Mule will never even conceive the idea of a Second Foundation. Our problem in the future will not be the Mule. The real problem we will face will be the First Foundation.
But why?
The First Foundation is now free again from the Mule. I'm afraid that unlike him, their minds will be aware of the Second Foundation and the part we played in stopping the Mule. We were to remain hidden until the time came for Selden's plan to reach fruition. We have had to come out of hiding because of the Mule. Now our problem will be how to become hidden again. How to stop the First Foundation becoming dependent on us without causing them too much damage. It will be for your generation of Guardians to solve that problem, Janice. When your mind is whole again.